It is time for Local Artist Showcase. It is Friday at 5, or maybe it's Saturday at noon if you're listening on the rerun day, or maybe it's some point during the week. Maybe you're listening online. Wherever you are in your day, thank you for tuning in here to Local Artist Showcase. I am Izzy. I am your host, and we are recording the show a little bit early because I am, as we speak, if you're listening on Friday, getting ready to go to Blue Ridge Beer Garden. I'm playing there tonight. So after the show, if you're looking for something to do that isn't one of the many other awesome artists I'm going to tell you about today, come join me. I'll be playing music until 8 o'clock tonight. And the sun has been peeking out all day. I'm recording this a little bit earlier in the day. So I'm hoping by this evening it is going to be a nice, beautiful, sunny evening for us all to enjoy the outside weather over there. I don't want to get much further into the show without thanking our awesome sponsors, Oklawaha Brewing Company, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, the Purple Onion in Saluda, and J&M Farms. If you are an artist or a venue and you want to be considered for Local Artist Showcase, send me your live music schedule, MP3s and WAV files if you're a musician, and any other pertinent information to 1600@WTZQ.com. I love hearing from you, and that is a great way to ensure that you are on my radar for the show. So send me an email, 1600@WTZQ.com. Also, if you miss the show, like I mentioned, the show is going to re-air tomorrow, Saturday at noon. It will also be on our website for about a week after the show airs. So you just go to the programs tab, I believe. Yes, programs tab, and scroll down and you'll find the show, and then scroll down to the bottom of the Local Artist Showcase page and you'll find the link to play. Today's first artist is a song that was sent in to me. Let me grab this email. Yes, today's artist that is kicking off the show is Kate Sorrells. She is a singer-songwriter from Mars Hill, North Carolina, and she recently released a song she wrote as a tribute to everyone who suffered the devastation of Hurricane Helene. She says, "I grew up around Asheville and attended North Buncombe High School in Weaverville. During Helene, I felt so helpless and didn't know what I could do for our community. I decided to write the song Mountain Strong. I wanted to send a message of hope to everyone with a song that embodies the resilience of the Appalachian people." So, Kate, thank you so much for sending this my way. Kate doesn't have any live shows at the moment planned, but you can go to her website, which is just katesorrells.com. Her last name is spelled S-O-R-R-E-L-L-S. I'm sure she's on social media as well. Look her up. But for now, I'm going to go ahead and play you this song she wrote. This is, once again, called Mountain Strong.
In my front yard lies the Blue Ridge of North Carolina. In my backyard, the Smokies of Tennessee. It's where I stay in my little slice of heaven. I'm as much a part of them as they are of me. I used to wake to a voice down in the valley, a farmer's call rising over the babbling creek, carried by the wind blowing through the leaves as the birds would sing. We call that an Appalachian symphony. table snapping beans. Respect your elders and always mind your manners. Hold the door and say yes, ma'am, thank you, please. Superstitions run in our bones, taking root way down deep. Stories and songs passed down from history.
Stop and get some peaches.
In the back roads boogie, such an easy ride. Back roads boogie, boogie down the countryside.
Out on the interstate you just can't win, with all the big, big rigs spinning. But the back roads boogie is just my style. Open it up down the country miles and do the back roads boogie.
Such an easy ride. Back roads boogie, boogie down the countryside.
Backroads Boogie. That's by Lazy Birds. Lazy Birds are going to be playing at Feed and Seed Friday tonight, the 25th, starting at 7. And thank you to Jay. He is the front person for Lazy Birds. He dropped off a bunch of t-shirts for us here at the station, along with his CD, which this song came from, and a nice note. So, Jay, thank you so much for dropping by and sending those our way. That is a third option for you, or a second option, if you will. If you, for whatever reason, if you don't have a digital version of your songs, if you only have CDs, we will take CDs. It's not our preference, but we will take CDs if that's all you have. Feel free to drop them by. We just want to hear your music. So if that's the only version you have, don't be shy. Come by our studio, and I'm happy to give it a listen. Before that, once again, was Mountain Strong by Kate Sorrells. And you can find her at her website, which is katesorrells.com. Going to take a quick break here, and I will be right back with more music and shows to tell you about. Don't go anywhere.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
It's time for you to check out The Corner at J&M Farms. With live performances weekly featuring incredible musicians, J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for music, laughter, and unforgettable memories. Music nights and events at J&M Farms are the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. While there, enjoy J&M Farms food truck Sissy's with barbecue, burgers, and all your favorites, plus cold beer, wine, and cider. J&M Farms. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road. Proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Hey, it's Brittany from Blue Ridge Artisan Markets.
And I'm Joe with Ocklawaha Brewing Company.
We're teaming up for the Ocklawaha Jazz Fest Block Party, Sunday, April 27th in downtown Hendersonville.
We've got jazz all day, a New Orleans-style crawfish boil, and over 20 incredible local makers and artisans.
It's free, it's family-friendly, and the vibes will be off the charts.
Music starts at 2 p.m. with Hustle Soul's headlining.
Come celebrate music, art, and community with us.
That's Ocklawaha Jazz Fest Block Party, April 27th, starting at 2 p.m.
Jazz hands.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Thanks for staying tuned in. Up next, I want to tell you about two big events that are going on this weekend that we have been talking about a lot here on The Q, and both of which feature Hustle Souls / Billy Litz, who is the lead singer of Hustle Souls. So the first big event that's going on this weekend is tomorrow. This is going to be at Lenox Station, also known as the building that hosts Trailside Brewing Company, as well as the relatively new Acousta Market that is also in that space. And we've been talking about this event. This is a big two-year anniversary of the Blue Ridge Artisan Market. Brittany, the owner of the Artisan Market and the one who puts everything together, she has put her heart and soul into this event that's going on tomorrow or today if you're listening on Saturday. And she has, I don't know how many vendors, but when I saw the map, literally the vendors are going to be wrapped around the entire Lenox Station, not just Trailside Brewing, the entire Lenox Station. There is going to be artisans and, you know, craftsmen, all kinds of people who are selling their goods and their jewelry and, you know, what have you. So this is going to be a really big, cool event that is going on Saturday, and I'm going to be playing. I'm going to be kicking things off from noon until 2, and then Billy Litz, he also goes by Kid Billy when he plays solo, is going to be playing from 3 until 5. The whole event spans from 12 till 5 on Saturday, and it's just going to be a great time. Come on out, have a great beer over at Trailside. Take that beer, walk around, shop at all these local artisans, and come celebrate Blue Ridge Artisan Market's anniversary. It's going to be a great time. I hope to see you from 12 to 2, and make sure you stay for Billy Litz, who's going to be playing from 3 until 5. then Billy's going to be jetting over to Ocklawaha because that night, Ocklawaha is going to be having a pre-Jazz Fest festival going on. And he will be there with Hustle Souls. So that is Billy's band, a local favorite around here. Hustle Souls will be playing from 8 until 11. And that will be kind of a pre-show to the big festival, which is going on Sunday. And this is the other event we've been talking about a ton here on the radio station. And that's going to be going on Sunday from starting at around 2 and going until 8, I believe. He's going to be playing, Hustle Souls is playing from 5 until 8, and then there'll be an opener band as well. So go check that out. They're going to have live crawfish, you know, cooked live crawfish until they run out, which I've heard they are getting a ton of crawfish from New Orleans. But it is until supplies last. I heard last night when I was at Ocklawaha that they had on their Facebook event over 1,300 people have said that they're going to this. So it's going to be a big day, potentially their biggest ever. That is what they are preparing for. So you're not going to want to miss out. This is going to be the event of the season. So go check it out. That's happening on Sunday at Ocklawaha Brewing Company. They're closing down the street as well because Blue Ridge Artisan Market, after their big to-do on Saturday, are going to be moving that party over to Ocklawaha on Sunday. So it's going to be a great time. They're closing down First Avenue, going to have those live New Orleans crawfish and a ton of great music throughout the day as well. And the best part is it's all free. So go check it out. That is happening on Sunday. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play one of Hustle Soul's songs so you can get into the mood. Here is Footprint.
Should've spent some more time trying to be with it. I don't think that's the real trick to being with it. Seems so cryptic. Well, like the time I thought I saw it was hidden. Like a drop in my bucket, I'm with it. Well, it's the time and place making me act this way. Harmony sung around me.
That was Andrew Wakefield with Neath the Heavens. Andrew's going to be playing at Burnt Shirt on Friday tonight, and he will be going. He's already started if you're listening to this, but he will be playing until 8 p.m. tonight. So there's still plenty of time to catch him before he finishes up his show. That is, of course, the Burnt Shirt here in Hendersonville. I have not heard recently about the status of the Chimney Rock location. I'm not sure if they're making progress on it or what kind of the state of that is. I'm sure probably they need to wait until Chimney Rock itself is back open before they can really release too much about that. So this is going to be for the foreseeable future. When we talk about Burnt Shirt, it will be at the Hendersonville location. So go support them and support Andrew tonight. And you can hear songs like the one I just played. Gonna take another quick break here and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema. Located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen, we feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right, Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's Brittany from Blue Ridge Artisan Markets.
And I'm Joe with Akawaha Brewing Company.
We're teaming up for the Akawaha Jazz Fest Block Party, Sunday, April 27th in downtown Hendersonville.
We've got jazz all day, a New Orleans-style crawfish boil, and over 20 incredible local makers and artisans.
It's free, it's family-friendly, and the vibes will be off the charts.
Music starts at 2 p.m. with Hustle Soul's headlining.
Come celebrate music, art, and community with us.
That's Akawaha Jazz Fest Block Party, April 27th starting at 2 p.m.
Jazz hands.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
It's time for you to check out The Corner at J&M Farms. With live performances weekly featuring incredible musicians, J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for music, laughter, and unforgettable memories. Music nights and events at J&M Farms are the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. While there, enjoy J&M Farms food truck Sissy's with barbecue, burgers, and all your favorites, plus cold beer, wine, and cider. J&M Farms. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road. Proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Welcome to the halfway point of Local Artist Showcase. I have still a ton of musicians and songs to play for you, as well as shows to tell you about it. Next up is Awaken the Dream. They're going to be playing at Bold Rock this Saturday, the 26th, starting at 6 p.m. And here is a song of theirs called Dragon in the Dark.
You wouldn't say Taught I'm down, but I'm not done. No, I'm not done. Got my second wind now, it burns like wildfire in my lungs. Halfway up this mountain, other climbs just getting fun. Down, but I'm not done. Caught me a fool for sacrifices that I've made. These dreams I'm after don't come easy at my age. Got a stubborn heart that's fueled by failures and mistakes. Down here on my knees is where the spark becomes a flame. Becomes a flame. Now it burns like wildfire in my lungs. Halfway up this mountain, but the climb's just getting fun. Down, but I'm not done. No, I'm not. Bones will heal, bloodstains fade as well. Don't tell me now, I'm just pacing myself.
Jay Stevens with Not Done. Jay Stevens is also going to be playing at Burnt Shirt. He'll be there tomorrow, Saturday the 26th, starting at 2 o'clock. And before that was Dragon in the Dark by Awaken the Dream, who are going to be playing at Bold Rock, also on Saturday, starting at 6. Going to take one more quick break here before we go on to finish out the show, and I will let you know at that time a couple of honorable mentions that I'm not going to be able to get to play music for. So keep it tuned right here to The Cue.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CBB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
It's time for you to check out The Corner at J&M Farms. With live performances weekly featuring incredible musicians, J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for music, laughter, and unforgettable memories. Music nights and events at J&M Farms are the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. While there, enjoy J&M Farms food truck Sissy's with barbecue, burgers, and all your favorites, plus cold beer, wine, and cider. J&M Farms. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road. Proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Hey, it's Brittany from Blue Ridge Artisan Markets.
And I'm Joe with Ocklawaha Brewing Company.
We're teaming up for the Ocklawaha Jazz Fest Block Party, Sunday, April 27th in downtown Hendersonville.
We've got jazz all day, a New Orleans-style crawfish boil, and over 20 incredible local makers and artisans.
It's free, it's family-friendly, and the vibes will be off the charts.
Music starts at 2 p.m. with Hustle Soul's headlining.
Come celebrate music, art, and community with us.
That's Ocklawaha Jazz Fest Block Party, April 27th starting at 2 p.m.
Jazz hands.
Welcome back to the last section of the show. I always like to kick off this last segment with a couple of honorable mentions, and I'm not going to be able to have time to play music for, but I still want to let you know about, and all of these are at our sponsors. So starting at the Purple Onion, on Saturday, they have Alex Krug Combo starting at 8 p.m. That's a $10 show. And then on Thursday, the 1st, Sarah Siskind is going to be playing, and she starts at 7:30, and that's a $12 show. And it was so cool to see so many Q Nation members at Sarah's show a couple weeks ago at Flat Rock Cinema. A huge shout out to a couple of you who came up and introduced yourself to me. I appreciate meeting you guys, and it's fun to be able to put some faces to names. So thank you for introducing yourself, and thank you for coming out to the show. I know it means so much to our local businesses when you guys come out and support them. So thank you for supporting them, and thank you for supporting Sarah. It was a fantastic show at Flat Rock Cinema. It was the kickoff of her tour, and her new album, Simplify, by the way, is out. It's been released. Last time I spoke to her, it was like a few days or maybe a week before the album was to be released. So now it's out, and you all can enjoy it. Again, it's called Simplify. It's on all streaming platforms. She just recently opened for Bonnie Raitt in Asheville, and so this is a really great chance to see her on the heels of that last performance. So that, once again, will be on Thursday the 1st at the Purple Onion, $12 tickets, which is a total bargain for her. Go check it out. You can go to purpleonionsaluted.com to get your tickets and reserve your seats. At J&M Farms this weekend, the only show I was able to find for them, I believe they're maybe doing some karaoke and stuff this weekend, so their only live show I was able to find is on Friday tonight, the 25th, and it's Kristen Toole and the Toole Shed. I love that name. Very creative. That's happening at 6 p.m. tonight. So when you finish listening to this show, head on over to J&M Farms and go and check them out. And then last but not least, the only show we've not mentioned at Ocklawaha this week is the one happening tonight, and that is Jesse Velvet. That'll be happening at 8 p.m. tonight, Friday the 25th. And so go and check that out. And of course, make sure you go on Saturday or Sunday to hear Hustle Souls over there for the Jazz Fest and Jazz Fest Eve. Also, wanted to just go ahead and put this on your radar, because I've been talking about it a little bit this week and kind of getting some arrangements together. There is going to be the first Music on the Porch series that happened at the 1898 Waverly Inn. That first one is going to be on May 22nd. And if you listened to the show in the past, if you knew Steve, Steve, if you're just tuning in, or if you are a new listener, Steve DeRose was the previous co-host of the show. We unfortunately lost him in November. And he loved that series over at the 1898 Waverly Inn. It's a series that happens every summer. And Mike does an excellent job of putting it together. He gets some great musicians, local musicians, to come out and play on his porch. And it was one of Steve's, I think, up there is one of his favorite series that happened during the summers. He loved going there. It was one of his favorite places to see live music. He adored that music series. So the first show of the year, and I may be wrong on this, I think they even mentioned that this year they were just going to dedicate this season's shows to Steve. But for sure, this first one is going to be dedicated to Steve. And it's going to be the Dudes, which are the group of guys that Steve will play with. It has, I don't want to leave anybody out, but Josh Duncan, who was his partner in the Gathering Dark, kind of headed it. And it's filled with tons of other local musicians. And it's just going to be a great time. It's May 22nd. That's when this first show is going to be. I'm going to also be playing one of Steve's songs. It's just going to be, we're all going to play Steve's music and songs that Steve loved, and telling stories about Steve. So I want to go ahead and tell you about it now. It's several weeks down the road, but that will be on May 22nd. And we're still kind of putting the details of it together. But go ahead, put that on your calendar. That will be coming up here at the end of May. Alrighty, back to music. And speaking of the Dudes and Josh Duncan, my next artist is Josh. He also goes by J-Dunks when he performs, and he's going to be playing at The Buzz starting at 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 26th, and I'm going to play one of Josh's songs. This is called Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda, But I Didn't.
Which roads lead back where we started? Left might be right, might be brokenhearted. We're navigating by stars. We're not bursting the yard. Maybe we should buy ourselves a car. Drive out under the stars. Watch the sunrise appear. Nothing left to fear. With all our scars, like a sunrise overlaid with stars. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but I did. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but I did. Since we can't go backward, take my hand, let's move forward. Oh, 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 keeps drifting back to when we first started. Melrose Diner, our path was uncharted. Coconut French toast. Waitress offers a toast. Memories of you dancing in my direction. Neath the harvest moon at the reception. I would have married you. Would have been the cooler I could do. Are we better off with all our scars? Like a sunrise overlaid with stars. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but I did. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but I did. Since we can't go backward, take my hand, let's move forward.
Something about the night that scares. I'm not sure if I'm prepared. I can't keep my head on straight. If I have a chance of being okay. It doesn't happen in the day. But when the sun fades away, everything becomes unstable. I'm not sure that I'll be able to fall asleep. Able to just be me. Not just that I'm bipolar, but at night I get so much colder. Why must it be this way? On the dot at the end of the day, I know life is gonna be tough. When at night a life's never enough. When at night a life's never enough. I wanna go back to the time I spent with you, when a song was all we needed to belong. I wanna go back to when skies were always blue. Move along, finish every day strong. I've got to find a happy place, way to rest my face. Cause every time you come to me, all of me becomes so fake. As thoughtful as I can be, at least that's the mask you see. And don't set up a time and place, cause I don't wanna see your face. No, I don't wanna see your makeup looking on the meter table. All of your bits and pieces. All my friends become leeches. So it's time for me to take off. Can't sit here and stay soft. So I'ma run back to you. Cause I need helping too. Maybe I need helping too. I wanna go back to time I spent with you, when a song was all we needed to belong. I wanna go back to when skies were always blue. Move along, finish every day strong.
That was Billingsley finishing out the show with their song, The Time I Spent With You. Billingsley's going to be at Mills River Brewing on Saturday, the 26th, starting at 6:30. If you're looking to catch me this weekend, I will be performing at Blue Ridge Beer Garden pretty much as we speak. If you're listening to Friday, I'll be starting. I am there from 6 to 8 tonight, Friday. And tomorrow, once again, I'm going to be at Blue Ridge Artisan Market from 12 to 2 for, excuse me, I'm going to be at Trailside for Blue Ridge Artisan Market's 2-year anniversary. That'll be from 12 to 2 tomorrow, which is Saturday, the 26th. Come and visit me and come support Brittany and all of those artisans over there. Also, want to say huge thanks to some Q Nation members I saw last night at Oklawaha Brewing. Thank you for coming out to my show. It was good to see some of y'all. And it was a great night. It was the perfect temperature for it. They had the doors open over there. And it wasn't crazy humid, so that was really nice. And we got a little bit of a break from the rain last night. So it was a great show, and I appreciate you guys coming out. And hope you enjoyed some of those new songs that I played. I'm going to be doing those again this weekend, so if you want to hear them, come on out. You can listen to the show every Friday at 5 or Saturday at noon when it re-airs. You can also tune into the show through our website underneath the Programs tab. You can find Local Artist Showcase there and scroll down to the bottom of the page. I want to say once again a huge thank you to the sponsors of the show, including Oklawaha Brewing Company, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, Flat Rock Cinema, Home of the Magnolia Concert Series, J&M Farms, and the Purple Onion in Saluda. Reach out to me if you're an artist or a venue. Both artists and venues, make sure you send me your live music schedule. And musicians, make sure you include MP3s or WAV files of your music, along with if you have a single release coming out, an album release, any other exciting news that you want to share with me, make sure you include that in the email. With that, I hope you have a great weekend. There's so much to do this weekend. Get out, support these local venues and local musicians. And I will see you next week. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned.
And listen local.